Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. Today, we are giving over the Eric Metaxas Show to present a special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas. It will feature Vice President Mike Pence, who will share his own salvation story. That is coming up on this program both hours today. And by the way, you can get a complimentary copy of the unedited message of what you're going to hear simply by contacting Pathway to Victory. You can do that two ways. You can go to ptv.org. That's ptv.org. Or you can also get a free complimentary copy of this message by dialing 866-999-2965, 866-999-2965. And here is that special presentation. Hope you enjoy it.
This morning, we've come to celebrate freedom that we have here in America, but through Christ Jesus. It is great to see you at First Baptist Dallas this morning. You may be seated. We've come to a very special part of our worship service this morning where we pay tribute to those who have served in our United States Armed Forces. We are so grateful for them and their service. If you are serving or have served, we want you to stand and wave your flags proudly as you hear your branch's theme song, and we pay tribute and recognize you this morning. Here is salute to our patriots. Oh, come on, let's hear it. We are forever grateful for their sacrifice, the service of our U.S. Armed Forces to our country. Well, you may be seated. And again, we welcome everyone to First Baptist Dallas this morning for our very special Celebrate Freedom Sunday. We are so glad that you are here. We welcome our guests, iCampus viewers, and the many dignitaries joining us this morning. What a wonderful celebration we have in store. If you are a guest this morning, you received a worship guide when you came in. And within that worship guide, you'll find enclosed a guest card. Guests, we ask that you take the time to fill that out and keep the card with you, because we would like to present to you a gift from us to you today. It's one of our pastor's brand new books, very timely books. It's entitled Praying for America. Take that card with you outside at the end of the worship service this morning to one of the many guest gift tables, and we will exchange the card for the book. If you can't make it to one of the gift tables, you can also place the guest card in one of the blue receptacles on your way out, and we will mail you a copy. But most importantly, we want to say thank you all for joining us on this very special day. And now, a word from our pastor, Dr. Jeffress.
Thank you so much, and welcome to First Baptist Dallas for our annual Celebrate Freedom Sunday. We're so glad you're here. As Tyler said, and don't you appreciate this great choir and orchestra and what they're doing to lead us in worship? We have a number of special guests who are here today, but I want to mention especially our Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, and his wife, Angela, who's one of our Texas State Senators. We're so glad to have the Paxtons with us. And then Senator John Cornyn is here someplace. Senator, God bless you. Thank you. Doing a fantastic job. And somebody who has spoken here several times at First Baptist Dallas, the great governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Thank you, Governor Abbott. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you, Governor. You have such a fantastic testimony, and we are grateful for you. Also with us today is the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He, before he took that position, was the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital. He is a best-selling author, and every one of us in this great country have been inspired by his testimony. And we've asked him to come for a couple of minutes and share what is in his heart. Would you join me, Dr. Ben Carson? Let's welcome Dr. Carson. Thank you. So glad to have Candy here, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you, Pastor Jeffress, for that wonderful introduction, and for all you do here at the First Dallas Baptist community and throughout the nation for your service as a faith advisor for the president, and the wonderful commentaries that make sense that you give on the news. And and I also want to thank Vice President Pence for your sacrifice and leadership. You know, as a member of the Coronavirus Task Force, I really appreciate this man who very quickly can grasp the scientific concepts and make sense out of them. We're very lucky. We have a smart vice president.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening. We will be right back to continue our special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas featuring Vice President Mike Pence. Stay tuned.
Reach area. Come for the carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. But I know my...
Thank you. sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. We will return now to our special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas, featuring Pastor Robert Jeffress and Vice President Mike Pence.
But, you know, in times of crisis like we're having now, a nation's character is revealed. People's characters are revealed. But I am so happy to see that America's churches are rising to the challenge. You know, this is not the first time that has happened. Alexis de Tocqueville came to America because the Europeans were so fascinated with how this fledgling nation was doing so incredibly well. And he did a very in-depth study and finished a two-volume set that's very famous. And at the end of that, he said it was America's churches, the people behind the pulpits, who gave the Americans the courage and the inspiration to defeat the most powerful empire on earth and to rise up and to become a great nation. And the churches are still doing that today. You know, since the very beginning, churches have been the bulwark of American resistance. And during times of plenty, they remind us of the incredible blessings bestowed on us by our Creator. And in times of hardship, they remind us that this too will pass. And they remind us of the values and principles that made this into a great nation. They remind us of our Judeo-Christian foundation. And, you know, this administration, and particularly at HUD, we take seriously the critical challenges facing us with this COVID crisis that's going on. And we want to make sure that Americans are secure and safe in every way, and particularly in their homes, and that the relief has gotten to the people who need it the most. And, you know, we want people to have housing security. I remember as a child 6 years of housing insecurity, and it was not fun. And that's why this administration has quickly moved to provide a temporary moratorium on foreclosures and evictions, and provided recertification for renters and other protections, because we have to bridge the gap. You know, this crisis came on the back of a wonderful economy, very strong foundation. And we're very fortunate for that, because if it had not been, it would have wiped us out. But all we have to do is bridge the gap, get over that gap, not let that gap get bigger and deeper. And we must learn to dominate the virus and not let the virus dominate us. That would make a big difference. Now, you've probably also noticed that there is a big emphasis on self-sufficiency. And that will continue after we get over this gulf that we have to cross. You know, in the past, government has sort of defined success as the number of people we can get into government programs. Well, we feel that success is the number of people we can get out of government programs. And isn't that what real compassion is all about? And America is at a crossroads right now. We have to decide, do we want to bury our history? Do we want to bury our heritage? Or do we want to learn from it? Recognize that we're not perfect people, but we are smart people. And smart people can learn from mistakes, and they can move forward much higher and much faster. And we can't succumb to the purveyors of division and hatred. We, the American people, are not each other's enemies, and we cannot let anybody convince us that we are. And we, particularly in the faith community, must be willing to stand up for what we believe in. And don't be afraid to be called a name. And, you know, we each have a sphere of influence. And let's not look to somebody else to solve our problems. We all have a sphere of influence. Within that sphere of influence, we can determine how we're going to act, how we're going to treat our fellow man, We're the ones who can push godly principles of loving your fellow man, caring about your neighbor, developing your God-given talents to the utmost so that you become valuable to the people around you, having values and principles that govern your life. And if we do that, not only will we be a great nation, but we will have one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. And as we celebrate freedom, let's celebrate the power of God's Word. We're going to read God's Word together, reading from the Psalms today. Psalm 33 will be our passage, verses 6 through 12. And we'll read from the New American Standard Bible. You'll see the words on the screen both here and for our iCampus folks as well, so that we might all read God's Word together. Psalm 33, beginning with verse 6 and ending with verse 12. And thank you for standing. We do that to honor the reading of God's word. Join with me now. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And may God richly bless the reading of his word. Keep standing now as Dr. Brinson comes to lead us again as we celebrate freedom and celebrate our freedom in Jesus Christ.
Freedom's call.
Hey there, folks. You've been listening to a special presentation of this program from the First Baptist Church of Dallas featuring Vice President Mike Pence. Stay tuned, and at the end of this time, we will tell you how to get a free DVD copy sent to you, so stick around.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man and his name was Hezekiah.
Hey folks, you've been listening to a special presentation of the Eric Metaxas Show coming to you from First Baptist Church of Dallas. Pastor Robert Jeffress, along with his special guest, Vice President Mike Pence.
No scheme of man can ever hold me from his hand. To be
name this morning. We stand on Christ, our solid rock. You may be seated as Ben LaVorn, our executive pastor, comes now to lead us in our offertory prayer.
As we continue our time of worship this morning, let us commit our lives to the Lord as we go to Him now together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before your throne this morning, Lord, and we praise your holy name. You are the creator of the heavens and earth and everything in them. You are the Lord who reigns sovereignly over all creation. You are our rock and our redeemer, our strength and our salvation. And Lord, we thank you this morning for the great freedoms that you have given to us. We thank you for the opportunity to come together as your people and to worship you. We thank you for the men and women who have fought for those freedoms, some even making the ultimate sacrifice. Lord, we thank you for Christian leaders like Vice President Pence, and we pray that you would give him wisdom and courage and the power of your Holy Spirit as he helped lead our nation. And Lord, we pray that we as a church would rise up and stand unified with him, serving as salt to preserve those freedoms and those principles that have been founded upon and rooted in your holy word. Lord, we know that one day those freedoms may come under attack. They may be challenged, but even so, Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have in that eternal and that supernatural freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The freedom from slavery unto death and darkness, the freedom from the power of sin in our lives, the freedom to worship and serve you in your kingdom forever, that freedom that was purchased at the high cost of the blood of the Lamb and secured and confirmed through his victorious resurrection. And Lord, because we've been set free, because we've been redeemed, we pray that we would serve as your light, that we would share your love with the world, and we commit our lives now as spiritual sacrifices to you. And we pray this all in the saving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening. We will be right back to continue our special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas featuring Vice President Mike Pence. Stay tuned.
He cried, "Oh, Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. We will return now to our special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas featuring Pastor Robert Jeffress and Vice President Mike Pence.
Thank you so much, magnificent First Dallas Choir and Orchestra and their leader, Tyler Brinson. Your music has been fantastic today. And I want to welcome the literally hundreds of thousands of you who are watching this service across the world online at firstdallas.org. And literally the millions of you who are watching on television or will be listening on radio the July 4th weekend. You are tuned into and watching the Celebrate Freedom service from the First Baptist Church in Dallas. And by the way, speaking of those who may be watching online, I want to say a word of greeting to somebody who happens to be a friend of the Vice President's and a friend of mine. He also happens to be the most resilient, the most courageous, the most faith-friendly president in the history of America, President Donald Trump. And President Trump, we love you. I hope you're seeing this great response. Mr. President, we love you. We pray for you every day. And we were so honored to have you several years ago speak at this very event, our Celebrate Freedom event, when we held it at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And today, we're happy, honored to have your Vice President, Mike Pence, here to deliver a wonderful talk to us in just a few moments. Now, hold on. I'm just getting warmed up. You can read all of the impressive biographical information about Vice President Pence and our Second Lady, Karen Pence, in your bulletin. But by way of introduction, I want to say some personal things about my friend, the Vice President. I will never forget the first time I met Mike Pence. It was 6 weeks after the 2016 election and before the inauguration. And I was in New York and I stopped by Trump Tower to see our president-elect. And as we were talking, he said, "Robert, have you ever met Mike Pence before?" And I said, "No, sir." And he said, "Well, he's just right down the hall. I told him you were coming. I'm going to buzz him. But Robert, I want to tell you, Mike Pence is absolutely fantastic. He is opposite me in every way." And you know, that is part of the genius of Donald Trump. Instead of surrounding himself with people just like himself, he followed the model of Abraham Lincoln and surrounded himself with different people, people with different skill sets who could help him enact his agenda. And over these last 4 years, we've seen Vice President Pence working alongside our great president. And together, they have been able to enact the most pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-Israel, pro-conservative judiciary in the history of America. And you know, We saw another milestone. You all keep racking up these milestones, but we saw another one just this week when the United States Senate confirmed the 200th conservative federal judge onto the bench. 200 judges. Talk about a promise made and a promise kept. Here are these judges who are going to serve for several generations to come and shape the moral and spiritual future of our country. But the most important thing I can say about Vice President Mike Pence is this. He is a man of deep faith. In fact, when he's asked to describe himself, he says, "I am a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican," in that order. Aren't you grateful for somebody like that? And you know, over these last 4 years, we have seen his faith and the faith of his wonderful wife, Karen, ridiculed like no other person in our recent history. They have been ridiculed for embracing the simple precepts of Christianity, and yet never once do they respond in anger. Instead, they always respond in a Christ-like way. Mike Pence is a man of faith. He's also a man of prayer. He believes in the power of prayer. I can tell you there has not been one time that I've either been on a phone call with him or been with him in his office when he didn't close by saying, "Pastor, would you mind praying for me and for our country?" And it ought to give every American great confidence to know, of all the people President Trump could have chosen to stand by his side and work with him, he chose a man like Mike Pence, a man of great faith and a man who believes in the power of prayer.
Hey there, folks. You know, you're listening to a special presentation of the Eric Metaxas Show. And by the way, you are invited to request a free DVD copy of today's special presentation from the First Baptist Church of Dallas, featuring Vice President Mike Pence sharing his salvation story. A complimentary copy of this unedited message is yours simply by contacting Pathway to Victory. You can call 866-999-2965 or go to ptv.org. That's victoryptv.org. Or you can call, as I said, 866-999-2965. Folks, you've been listening to a special presentation of the Eric Metaxas Show, coming to you from First Baptist Church of Dallas. Pastor Robert Jeffress, along with his special guest, Vice President Mike Pence.
Mr. Vice President, I know I probably shouldn't say this, but my congregation knows that has never stopped me before. But Mr. Vice President, there are millions of Christians in this country, just like me, who are hoping and we are praying. When you have finished your term in 2024, We don't want you moving out of the West Wing. We just want you to move down the hall a few doors and continue to build on the legacy of the most faith-friendly president in history. Would you join me in welcoming a great Christian, a great American, a great friend of First Baptist Church Dallas, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. Mr. Vice President, welcome to First Baptist Dallas. Appreciate you so much.
It is good to be back in church. Pastor Jeffers, thank you for that overly generous introduction. Thank you for your ministry. To Governor Abbott, Secretary Carson, Senator Cornyn, Attorney General Paxton, my fellow Americans, it is a special joy to be with you today. To celebrate freedom on this Sunday in this special place. You know, the Bible tells us it was for freedom that Christ set us free. And I cannot think of a better place to celebrate freedom than here at First Baptist Dallas with all of you and with a man who just spoke and who has become so precious to your president, to your vice president, and to all who serve our nation in the White House. Would you join me in just showing your appreciation for Pastor Robert Jeffress, for his voice, for his ministry, for his courage, and for his faith? Thank you. And speaking of friends of mine, allow me to bring greetings from another friend of mine. I heard he tweeted I was going to be here this morning. He has been a great champion of everything we will celebrate this morning. And he's been a great champion of people of faith and all the freedoms that we cherish. I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
You've been listening to a special presentation of this program from the First Baptist Church of Dallas featuring Vice President Mike Pence. So stick around.